From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Bill Maloney reports for Politico that it is a congressional election year, and in New York, the district lines are still not drawn. In December, a state court of appeals threw out the current lines and gave the state's Independent Redistricting Commission a February 28th deadline to produce new draft congressional districts. Candidates begin collecting petitions to run for the still unknown districts on February 27th. The local boards of elections have said they would prefer the districts be made public around February 1st. The commission still needs to come up with the new district lines, and the legislature has to vote to accept them. But the commissioners who are deciding the new district lines have not scheduled a public meeting since planning one was held a few days after Christmas. Common Cause New York Executive Director Susan Lerner said, and I quote, "Conducting business behind closed doors is unacceptable. Open your doors to the people. The people who live in congressional districts deserve a say in who will represent them," end quote. The judge ruled in their December decision that the commission is not required to, and I quote, "conduct any solicitation of public commentary beyond what it has done previously," end quote. It is possible that the congressional primary is delayed, as in 2022, when the court ordered new district lines to be drawn, the primaries moved from June to August. Read more about this story in Politico. Tessa Bentulin reports for WNYT that the Rensselaer County Legislature unanimously voted this week to set up a new registry for drug dealers. The registry will be a list tracking where convicted drug dealers in the county are living, similar to a sex offender registry. Rensselaer County District Attorney Mary Pat Donnelly said, and I quote, "I think what I want the community to know is this is your elected legislators' response to what we hear time and time again out in the community. What can we do about these drug dealers? How can we keep these drugs out of our communities?" End quote. The registry will include 16-year-olds and up, even though the state's new Raise the Age law changed the age that a child can be prosecuted as an adult to 18 in criminal cases in New York State. Read more about this story at WNYT. Andrea Makel reports for Porcupine Soup that Thomas Cole's painting, View Near Catskill, sold January 18th for more than $500,000 at Christie's Auction House in New York City. An undisclosed buyer paid $504,000 for View Near Catskill. The painting, created in 1828 and 1829, shows the plateau of Jefferson Heights in the foreground and Catskill High Peak and Round Top Mountain. Cole is considered to be the first major American landscape painter, and the Thomas Cole House in Catskill celebrates his work. View Near Catskill was originally owned by General Stephen Van Rensselaer III, a U.S. congressperson, president of the Albany Institute, and a founder of Rensselaer Polytech Institute. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.